Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Central Valley Health Unit Administrator Robin Isler joining us. And Robin, welcome to our show.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for taking time out of your day, Robin, to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Very exciting time coming up for the community. We have Kids Safety Day starting on June 22nd. For our listeners, Robin, tell us a little bit about Kids Safety Day.
Sure. Well, this will be the second annual Kids Safety Day. Last year, we had the day in our parking lot across from Central Valley Health. But this year, we are excited for a larger partnership. The event will be held at the Jamestown Civic Center next week, Thursday, June 22nd from 9 to 3. And during that event, we have lots of partners that will be coming to provide safety information to kids.
Awesome. And it's going to be so much fun. The last year you guys held this, it turned out pretty well for you guys, right?
It did. We did have a good turnout last year already, and we're expecting more this year. We have partnered with the Jamestown Police Department this year to bring the bike rodeo and the Kids Safety Day together for one event. In the past, these were held separately, but we thought if we could bring it together, both of us would benefit, and so would the community for having a larger event for the day.
Awesome. So June 22nd, Kids Safety Day at the Jamestown Civic Center. Robin, lots of other law enforcement and other emergency personnel will be there too.
Right. So our lineup will be, we'll have the fire department there with a fire truck. We'll have police there with a police car. We'll have the Red Cross, the ambulance with their vehicles as well. Otter Tail is coming to talk about electrical safety. We have the North Dakota Game and Fish Department to talk about water and boat safety.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the things that we will have. Child Care Aware will be there. They're actually going to have a little interactive maze obstacle course. I don't really even know what it's all about, but that sounds fun as awesome. Well.
Perfect. Robin Isler again, Central Valley Health Unit Administrator, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Great thing about this too, Robin, all of this is going to be free and open to the kids.
That is correct. And the kids will go home with a bag of goodies, safety-related goodies and information to take home to their parents. One thing we want to feature, of course, is our car seat check.
Yes.
So for parents out there, if you're and grandparents, if you're wondering if the car seat is installed correctly into your vehicle, you can come over to the Civic Center on June 22nd, and we'll have technicians there to fit your seat. If you'd have an outdated seat, or maybe you don't have enough seats, sometimes both mom and dad need seats, we will have those available at a reasonable rate for people to purchase if they need to. And we'll work through all of that that day, but we will help you get the correct car seat for your child.
Awesome. So, I mean, it's not just for the kids, then it's for the parents too, who want to make sure that their car seats and their kids are safe when they're traveling. So June 22nd is the day. Robin, is there like an age, is this for a specific age of,
sure.
of child?
Well, we're kind of expecting between 4 and 14, we'll say, maybe 12.
Maybe 12.
But anyway, yes, it's for that, the younger kids and to come in preteen, I guess.
Perfect. How do kids get involved with this, Robin? Can they just show up anytime?
Yes, we do know that some of the daycares are already planning to come as scheduled groups, and they'll be there right away in the morning. We start at 9 o'clock, but anyone else is just welcome to come in throughout the day and take advantage of the activities that we have going on.
Perfect. Robin Isler, Central Valley Health Unit Administrator. For the Civic Center, is there an entrance that people should use to get into the Civic Center for this?
Yes, thanks for asking. So the back doors of the Civic Center will be open, so you could enter that way. You can come in the front doors as well. In the parking lot of the Civic Center that week, they're doing some motorcycle licensing, so they'll be part of the parking lot in the front of the Civic Center that might be tied up. Yeah. But really, you could park anywhere and come on in, will be there. There's no cost to get any into the doors.
Also, Robin, Meg mentioned that there is lunch provided too, right?
Yes, the police department has secured some hot dogs, is my understanding. So they'll be, until they're gone, they will be available. And I just want to say, so those kids who want to bring their bikes, a bike rodeo is where kids go through an obstacle course and they learn how to navigate the stop signs and a little bridge and various obstacles with their bike. And we'll also be doing bike helmet fitting as well. Awesome. So if kids need bike helmets, they'll be available too. So you can bring your bike. I would come in the back side where the big doors are, so you don't have to drag your bikes down the steps and things that. But then you can come in, and then the kids can ride their bike through the bike rodeo, and they'll be helped with navigation through there.
Perfect. Robin, it sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast for those kids in our area. It is coming up again June 22nd at the Jamestown Civic Center. Starts at 9 o'clock. The car seat check's going on as well, so make sure you get in on those. Robin, is there anything else during the day that people can check out while they're there?
So the only other thing is, it sounds like the police department has some bikes to give away. So sign up for that as well. So that's exciting. And we're looking forward, you know, to try this for the second time, and we can only hope it'll grow in the future.
Perfect. Something to do for the summer. Robin, do you have a number, a way they can contact you if they have questions for you?
Yes, please. It's Central Valley Health at 252-8130.
8130. Perfect. Robin, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.